3 is sandwiched between chapter 2 and chapter 4. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and chapter 4 will make a very good Hollywood movie. Let me explain. Chapter 2 has deceit, corruption, and sex. And then chapter 4 continue to chapter 4 have war, violence, and death. What a good theme for Hollywood movies, right? I don't have time to explain all this. Go and read 1 Samuel chapter 2 all the way to chapter 4. But in the midst of 2 and 4, God arranged chapter 3 in the middle of it about Samuel. The essence is to tell us that Israel at that time was in a dark era. He was in a dark age. And the reason, chapter 3, it says, why was Israel in that dark state? And what can be done about it? Chapter 3 have two purposes. Explain the reason and tell the solution. So if you quickly look at chapter 3 of 1 Samuel, it started off, it says, in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. The reason why our society is in dark is because the word of the Lord was absent. In Samuel's time, it's the same. In today's 21st century, in our time, it's the same. You may say, oh, we have the word of the Lord. We have the complete revelation in the Bible. But the problem is, we have the word of the Lord, but we don't read it. We are illiterate. According to some Gallup poll, half of the population in North America cannot name more than 3 disciples of Jesus. More than half of people cannot tell what are the 4 gospels in the Bible. And another more than half of the people cannot recognize 5 out of the 10 commandments. No wonder our society is in a great turmoil, broken corruption in morality. More than half of the people don't even know what the 10 commandments is. They don't even know the law. How can they observe it? So, 1 Samuel chapter 3 talk about the darkness was caused by the lack of God's word. Like prophet says, when there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Things that 30 years ago was illegal, immoral, now it is legal and it's common practice. Same-sex marriage, smoking marijuana, premarital sex are just 3 quick examples I can think of. So what's the solution? What is God's solutions to this dark age that Samuel was living on? And God's solution is we need to know the word, his word. We need to know the Lord and his word. You see, Samuel lived in a temple, the tabernacle, yet he does not know God. God have to call him 2 times. And then verse 7 says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not been revealed to him. Well, Samuel is a young boy. And it appears that God did not blame Samuel for that. But it was ironic. The old man, the priest Eli, he served in the temple. And he was so surprised that God was speaking to Samuel. Isn't that ironic? You are in the temple and you are surprised that God showed up. Think about that. Today, you come to the sanctuary, you come to worship. Do you expect God to be among you? We open the Bible and read God's word. Do you have the expectation, the anticipation that God is speaking to you through his word? The ironic part is the old priest Eli, so surprised. So for us, especially as parents, your kids live in a very dangerous time. I wish all the parents of our church kids are here. I want to tell them they live in a dangerous time. And the only way to protect them is for parents to get back to the Word of God, to know God's Word. And it's only God's Word can protect our children. And finally, very quickly, is that we need to preach the word of the Lord. You see, after Samuel received the word from God, he was afraid to tell Eli, right? You know, which is understandable, you know. Eli said, Samuel, what did God tell? And then Eli forced him, if you don't tell me, may the curse be on you. You see, sometimes we have the truth, but we are afraid to tell other people. Right? That's the problem. Today, we Christians are some, we have the truth, but we are afraid to tell other people. Oh, we might be rejected. Oh, they might laugh at me. Samuel finally tell Eli the truth. And to Eli's credit, he accepted God's word as sovereign. He is the Lord. Let him do what is best, what is right. You see, Samuel's example lead us that for us, we really need to preach God's word. You see, the scripture says in 2 Timothy, it says, all scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. You see, God gave us his word to correct and to rebuke. And it is our job to use God's word to tell people that you are on the wrong path. You have to turn back to God. Galatians 6 says, do not be conceived. You have to, do not, God's word is not paper tiger. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. Your friends, look at what your friends are doing. If your friends are doing things according to flesh, fulfilling the sinful nature, God's word says they will be judged. They will be destroyed. And God said, God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. If you see your friend is going for destruction, the most loving thing is to tell them, you are going the path of destruction. This is the most loving thing to do. Samuel is afraid initially. But we need to preach the word. And the preaching the word is not just for the pastor. Sometimes as a pastor, I have to remind myself, you know, I have to preach if my people sin. I have to tell them that they sin. But for you, it's the same. You have to tell people they live the path of destruction. Tell them. And then when Samuel grew up, God says he let none of Samuel's word fall to the ground. Every when you preach God's word, your words, God says his word will not fall to the ground. He would not let Samuel's word come to the ground. Everything will be fulfilled because it's God's word. And finally, the last verse. The Lord revealed himself to Samuel through his word, and Samuel's word came to all Israel. The Lord revealed his will through his word. You see, God's word is the solution of our society. And we need to share his words. And Samuel's word came to all Israel. May God's words come to BCBC. And let BCBC share his word in Brampton, in Canada, and in the world. Let us pray. Dear Lord, in this dark age that we live in, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is powerful. Your word is saving. And it is only going back to your word that we can be saved. We have hope in this world. So let us be revived by your word. May your spirit work among us. In Jesus' name, amen.